Polls have closed in Venezuela's presidential election, in which the incumbent president, Nicolas Maduro, is poised to win. Venezuelans began voting on Sunday to elect a new president amid economic anxiety. Maduro is seeking re-election for a six-year term as the main opposition coalition is boycotting the election. The opposition has described the vote as rigged, saying Maduro wants to tighten his grip on power. The government has denied these allegations. It has said the opposition is not participating because it sees no chance of victory. Maduro's main rival is opposition candidate Henry Falcon. Results are expected to be announced on Monday. Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro, meanwhile, has strongly criticized American interference in his country's presidential election.
Venezuela no se rige ni por el gobierno ni por la constitución de los Estados Unidos. Venezuela no es un país intervenido por ellos ni por nadie. Venezuela se rige por una constitución, por unas leyes nacionales.
Earlier, the United States said it would not recognize the results of Venezuela's presidential poll. The U.S. State Department has called the election a sham. The U.S. Deputy Secretary of State has said Washington is considering punitive measures on the country, including oil sanctions. We earlier asked political analyst Alexander Mercuris why the U.S. wants to impose more sanctions on Venezuela despite the economic hardships the people there are already dealing with in the country.
The reason sanctions are always imposed is to make economic hardship in a country so as to increase political pressure on the government by turning the people of that country against that government. Now, in Venezuela up to now, remarkably, it has not succeeded to the extent that Washington, I think, expected it would succeed, despite the fact that the situation in Venezuela is extremely bad economically. I think a lot of Venezuelans understand that that is the United States that is making life very difficult for them. But of course, the United States doesn't seem to be willing to change course. It is going to escalate those sanctions even further. And as you said, and as I think is entirely obvious, it is the Venezuelan people who pay the price.